We hear from time to time a certain amount of concern, of frustration from the community about the application of the Ontario Building Code, which is the law of the land essentially in Ontario when it comes to construction of a wide range of facilities, whether it's homes or whether it's businesses or even farming buildings. That code requires every municipality in Ontario to have a chief building official who stands as a member of staff of the municipality, but who cannot be interfered with in their duties by council or political structures or essentially the municipal government, right? Those CBOs, as we call them, are independent in terms of their judgment and their training in the application of the Ontario Building Code and other relevant statutes, and so they do their job. And sometimes that job frustrates people or leaves people wondering if they're not being dealt with fairly or in a timely fashion. But truth of the matter is that the law also does lay out timelines for permitting and processes associated with permitting, and a set of requirements that builders must submit to get both a building permit and then to have it checked off and inspected properly and signed off on for occupancy or use. So, the challenges that we face often is that people just don't understand that code or its provisions. And it's important that people work with builders who do understand that code and who know what the requirements and paperwork and process looks like so that they don't wind up feeling frustrated or angry.